Welcome back in. Cougar Sports Saturday. Always enjoyable, the top five, especially when you win. Mitch knows that all too well.
Yes. Gosh. It's just a hangover from those Big 12 Eats conversations. Got me so hungry, I was distracted.
Earlier in the week, we were down at BYU football practice. I had a chance to catch up with Fessy Satake, talking about his wide receiver group. And Fessy, what's the biggest difference between the wide receivers this year compared to last?
This will be my seventh season. I haven't had this deep of veteranship, you know, leadership in my room. And obviously Cody and Chase are kind of the longest tenured guys, even though, you know, Darius is a senior. But Darius, Keelan, JoJo, Parker, they all played last year. They're all aware of our system. They know the plays. They've gotten into their groove now, and so having six guys is huge. And now it's just a matter of keeping them healthy and helping them, you know, improve on their strengths that they already have and any weaknesses they might have.
When you look back at last year, like, what were those strengths, and what do you want to see that group improve on this year?
Yeah, I think the strengths was just kind of versatility throughout the whole group. You had size, you had top end speed, you had quickness. I mean, there was a lot of, I feel we covered every skill you could have as a receiver on the spectrum there, but we lacked experience. We you know, Keelan and Darius came from, you know, they transferred in, but it's hard to come into a system, no matter how much you've played football, and to just know all the nuances of the offense. And so that's kind of what we lacked. There was just little things that showed up on film. As we watch all of last season, there's just little nuances of plays and techniques that I teach and believe in that we're lacking, that we've kind of had in the past. And so those are the little things that I think we'll pick up on this year, and I'm excited to see their growth as a group.
How much does continuity and chemistry from guys playing together for years mean in terms of translating to success on Saturdays?
Huge. I think everyone understands it in principle, but I don't think, like, you know, if you're not in the everyday life of college football and coaching and as a player, you don't really understand how huge it is. And the more, now that the transfer portal's opened up, I think you start to see that more. I mean, just a kind of a tangent, like, points per game is at an all-time low. And I understand that they change clock rules, and it changes about a total number of about 8 plays a game. I think a huge part of lower scoring as well is the fact that there's not the continuity you used to have. That chemistry, the ideal chemistry you're looking for, translates into execution and into points. And so I think that's a huge part of why points are at an all-time low as well. So I think it's massive in terms of your overall success.
And the point of rules, I love that you bring this up, because I love following the changes from year to year, but it kind of feels like if this is not going to happen this year, it's soon, that we're going to get rid of signaling plays in, and it's going to be coach to quarterback. What's the likelihood that happens this year, and are you looking forward to that change?
Yeah, it sounds like it's a really high likelihood, and I'm definitely looking forward to it in terms of speeding up the game, not making things as complicated as you have to, avoiding the signal stealing. I think most teams who signal are still going to use it, but for different reasons. It's not to answer every single question of a play, right? So I think from what I know, it sounds like it's going to go through, and I think it's going to be a great benefit.
Is signal stealing, how big of a thing was that in the past? Is that a real challenge that you guys had to work around?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's game by game. I think it's easy. If you get your butt kicked in a game, it's easy to just, you know, blame it on signal stealing. But I also think, you know, you look at last year, and it's been happening. It's a real thing. You know, you know teams put time and energy and effort and resources into making sure, you know, they've got people who are able to try and be one step ahead of the game and steal those. And so what it requires is you on the offensive side to be really tight about that. I think it's a real deal. You know, who does it and what games that happened last year, obviously I wouldn't comment on, but there's no doubt I think it's a real thing.
I know you're not a rule maker, and neither am I, but college football, it's a sport that everyone loves so much, and you've been in it for so long, you got to love it as well to have been in it this long. What other changes would you like to see the game make, whether it's rules or calendar things that you think would make the game healthier from a player and coach perspective?
That's a really good question. That's opening a can of worms, especially as you cover when you go through recruiting, when you go through the transfer portal. I'll say this just so I don't go on a tangent and sound like I'm not grateful to be in this profession, because I am. the number one thing that pops up in my mind is just regulating the transfer portal. That's really all it is. I believe in it. I think there's merit to it. But when it's just a free-for-all, I think it can get a little bit chaotic, and it can hurt more people than not. And so I want to protect the special cases where kids need to transfer, but not at the expense of it being the Wild Wild West. So that's the only thing I would bring up right now. But the list goes on.
Does feel a little bit like the Wild Wild West. Last thing for you, Coach. Appreciate the time. We're very early in the spring ball, but what are you trying to accomplish from a wide receiver perspective and also from a pass game perspective here in spring?
Yeah, what we talked about earlier is a huge answer to that. The continuity is going to bring what I, you know, and I know the rest of the staff would love to accomplish, which is just more efficiency, getting back to the explosive offense. You know, we were there were a lot of ups and downs last year, and we were limited in many ways. And a big part of that was our group, you know, as receivers. And so we got to step up and get back to what we used to be, which is huge play, you know, plays made down the field. Great in our downfield blocking, making a 20-yard run turn into a 70-yard run. Those are just the little things. And then doing that at a consistent level. We had that last year. So I think that continuity, that the leadership we're bringing back, the experience is going to, you know, translate all that. I got to hold the standard high, and the guys are doing a great job already, responding to that.
Thanks for the time. Hope your group stays healthy this spring, man. Important piece of spring football, staying healthy, right?
It is, man. Yep. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Strength of the team, don't you? Offensively, at least, for sure. That wide receiver group.
I think so, but there's still answers that need to come from that wide receiver room. They got to have some guys take steps forward this year from that position group. But yeah, I mean the names, you know, and they're guys that have given you many flashes over the last couple of years that they can perform at a high level, and I think that's reason for to make you feel a little bit better about this offense heading into this year, but. You know, I think you want to see more from Chase Roberts. I think, you know, he's a guy to me that he has to become
go-to number one.
That, and I think he's got to elevate his play to strive to be a first-team All Big 12 guy. And I think that's someone that's got about 900,000 yards, maybe. I mean, that's lofty standard, but you know, I think that he's got that ability, Chase Roberts. I do believe that, but he's got to take a huge leap in his development. And you wonder if he's got the quarterbacks to be able to get him that level of production. You hope so, because if that happens, then BYU could be a real surprise team this season in the Big 12.
The guy that I'm really curious about this year is Cody Epps. Just last year, there was so much drama, so much turmoil. Then he was banged up. Can he give you 80%? Of what you had 2 years, because 2 years ago, Mitch, that guy was dynamic. Think about what he was doing against Notre Dame's defense.
Oh, he was great.
Shredding Notre Dame's defense. Like, he had a phenomenal year. He didn't come anywhere close to that last year.
He was awesome against Oklahoma State, though.
Yes.
That final game. And
Oklahoma, he had some flashes, too.
He did. But I think that Oklahoma State game was like, that's the Cody Epps you thought you were going to have in 2023.
And if you get back to that and you have Keelan and Darius, Chase, and then him in the inside doing that.
It's not bad.
That's pretty legit.
And I like what I'm seeing from Darius Laster, too. I feel like there's, you know, he spoke with me earlier this week, and that's also on the podcast feed. You know, he's just like, this. I feel so much more confident now in this offense. Arriving last spring, you didn't have a full winter conditioning. You didn't have a full spring ball to be with your teammates. I think, myself included, I underestimated how challenging that is, that large of a number that they brought in after spring last season. That was difficult to just bring it all together and say, hey, all right, these guys will work and just mesh so well with Keaton. I do like the approach that BYU is taking. It's like, we are going to develop from within. We're not getting these heralded transfer guys, so we're going to develop these guys that we currently got. I'm okay with that. If you're not going to get the big-time transfers, we'll make sure to develop the guys you got and get the most out of them.
Let's take a break. News, traffic, and weather coming your way on the other side. Mitch caught up with starting quarterback possibility Jake Retzlaff. We'll have that conversation next.